This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. As cities like Atlanta grapple with its Confederate history and what to do with symbols like America's largest Confederate memorial atop a stone mountain, there's a push to recognize places of cultural significance for African Americans. The African American Cultural Heritage Fund is allocating $25 million to preserve Black historic sites and stories. Stephanie Meeks is the president and CEO of the National Trust for Historic Preservation, and she joins us now by phone from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Leah.
So I hear you were inspired to undergo this project by the movie Hidden Figures about the African-American women mathematicians who propelled the space program forward, but they were left out of the history books. Did that inspire you, and how so?
Yeah, it really did. I mean, not only did I think that was a great movie, but the message that it conveyed is a really important one, and one that we've been focused on at the National Trust for a number of years. And that is that our sites that are preserved on our cultural landscape are disproportionately reflective of one segment of our population, and there's a great opportunity, I think, for us to uncover other sites of African-American achievement and accomplishment and make sure that they remain touchstones on our landscape.
Mm. There are some Atlanta sites that are on your radar, are there not?
There are. The National Trust has been active for a number of years in the Sweet Auburn neighborhood, you know, once known as the richest African-American commercial corridor in the world, but it really fell on hard times. And we've been working with the Historic District Development Corporation to revitalize Sweet Auburn Avenue and also working with the National Park System on some of the buildings related to Martin Luther King and that national park site there.
Yeah. In your work, you meet hidden figures all the time. You meet these people that truly inspire all of us. Talk about some of the people that you have met.
Well, there are wonderful hidden figures in every community who are identifying and bringing forward places that are important to our collective history. I think of one hidden figure right there in Atlanta, and that's M. Tominika Youngblood, the director of the Historic District Development Corporation, who's done so much to help revitalize the Sweet Auburn neighborhood.
Atlanta and other communities all across the South, as you were mentioning, are dealing with Confederate memorials. And as a preservationist, how do you think that we should approach that?
We think it's very important to understand the history in which these monuments were erected. And we know that they were not always erected to celebrate or honor loved ones lost. In an ideal world, we believe that all of these decisions should be made at the community level with a lot of community input. Where appropriate, we hope that there would be additional interpretation or contextualization, perhaps additional monuments added to tell a fuller story. But to honor our history doesn't necessarily mean that we have to revere it. And I do think that there are certain places where the monuments may need to come down in the final analysis, to be moved to a museum or some other place where their full historical context can be shared.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that that is a conversation that should be had in each individual community?
I do. I think that the opportunity for conversation here is also an opportunity for reconciliation, to deal with a part of our history that hasn't necessarily had a full and open airing in different communities. So that's certainly the place I would recommend that we start.
Now, there are a lot of Black sites that have fallen into disrepair, like you mentioned, the Sweet Auburn area. Does that speak to a larger problem, do you think?
Well, it speaks to a challenge that we have in historic preservation generally, and that some of the places that we want to protect have lacked investment over time. But I think that is especially true of African-American sites and those of women and other underrepresented communities. There's an interesting statistic that of the nearly 87,000 sites listed on the National Register of Historic Places, fewer than 10% of them include underrepresented communities, including women. But that's why, as part of our action fund, we will be creating a competitive grant fund for local communities to apply for funding for the preservation and protection of their historic sites.
All right. Stephanie Meeks is the president and CEO of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Leah.
This is GPB Atlanta.